Well, like you, I was pushed over the edge this morning. I'm going to tell you by what. Also, online, a lot of young people are hating baby boomers. What's their beef with boomers? And we are being robbed of our most precious commodity. I'll tell you what it is right now.
Uncensored, unfiltered, unhinged. It's the Carell Cast. Listen daily on your favorite streaming service.
It is the Carell Cast. I am Carell. So very glad that I can be here with you today and that you are joining me. Well, like you, this morning, I was just hurled over the edge. Now, we all know that it's been 3 weeks since I've got this shingles shot, which reactivated the shingles virus in me, sent me to the hospital with meningitis and neuropathy, and it's just been horrible. We're going to talk about that later, but, you know, maybe that has put my mood a little more on edge. Maybe it has opened up some perspectives and a perspective that perhaps I didn't notice before, or maybe it has helped me readjust some of my thinking. But I have to tell you, first of all, when I came into my TV room this morning, I'm very blessed to have a two-bedroom condo. So I have one room that I use as a TV media room studio, which we are in right now. And when I came in here, I turned on the monitor to do my Apple Fitness Plus and try to do some slow yoga. I'm trying to build, you know, back up. And it was the ABC News was streaming, and they had a panel on talking about Trump's legal woes today, that he's going to the pretrial for the Stormy Daniels hush money case, that and the particulars, the bond thing hadn't come in yet. That just, because that really pushed me over the edge. The fact that this guy can just not have the money for the fine, so he doesn't have to pay it. It just proves he's rich and he's white. I mean, that's all that proves. These rich white fucks are just taking care of themselves. They're watching out for this guy. There's no other explanation now. There are people, that's why he's not worried. He has got people on the inside totally watching out for him. Otherwise, because if it had been you and I, and we owed the government money and the deadline day was due, our house would have been taken that afternoon. They wouldn't have renegotiated with you or I. And let's say we got a fine of $100,000. Well, to you or I, that's, you know, $500 million. You default on your student loans, they ruin your life. You don't pay a medical bill that you shouldn't have in the first place, and they destroy your life, destroy your credit that fast. Donald Trump can owe $500 million and have a court reduce it to $175 and give him 10 more days to pay. We are a disgrace in the world today because the world is seeing how we protect powerful, rich, white men. That they are, in fact, above the law. And shut your trap. You know, anyone out there that says no one is above the law, punch them directly in the face. Well, don't. You'll be arrested. But you get my point. Because obviously, he is above the law. Because the law refuses to touch him. He is only untouchable because the people and agencies set up to touch him won't. Can you blame him? And so when that verdict came through, or that ruling came through, and then when I turned on the TV and, you know, they were just blah, 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 Trump, all I could think about was how this man has occupied way too much of our life. Just way too much. And all of our upset, all of our anger, all of our online diatribes, all of that, none of it is mattering. None is mattering. Why? Because he's not being touched. He is continually, he's not even really out campaigning and he's ahead in many polls. So this guy is not worth, and this country is becoming not worth our time. It really is. For instance, I really, truly don't want to go on social media anymore. All anyone can do on there is fight. There is nothing good on social media anymore. And if in your feed you have good stuff, good for you. If your feed is just all puppies and K-pop fans, then good for you. That's not what's in my feed. My feed is people fighting over everything, first of all, everything. And second, a lot of, you know, I went to Threads because X was this racist Trump area. And Elon Musk wears it proudly. He just called for a red wave or America is doomed. Elon Musk is evil. Twitter is losing more people every month. It just report out this morning. They're just bleeding users. And 75% of advertisers have left. It's a horrible place. So I went to Threads. And you can find me on Threads at Really Carell. And Threads was okay when it first started. Now it's the exact same thing. MAG is on there, which they're supposed to be over on True Social, which is about to make Trump $3 billion. I mean, how? How? How is True Social, which is failing, all the numbers are down, how is that going to get him $3 billion? Because rich white people support other rich white people. And some private equity firm is going to snatch it up and make it a public company. You know? And it can still spread lies as a publicly traded company. It can still be subversive to America. It can still have seditionists on there and yet be worth billions of dollars. Another disgrace in America right there. That's a huge disgrace. And so as I was thinking of all of this today, I thought, you know, I don't know about y'all, but I don't want him or all of this upset, the media, I don't want any of it in my life anymore. And it's a shame because it's been my life for 40 years. But I don't want it anymore. I can't, after being in the hospital and being 61 years old and now having the talk with people about what about Ember if I pass away, I literally have had to have that talk in the last few weeks because we don't know where the side effects are going to keep going from this shot, this Shingrix vaccine. Having to have those talks and stuff, seeing in Russia, 133 concert goers just wiped out in an instant. It's sticking. It's sticking in, people. You know, I get it. Life is short and unpredictable, and all ours is filled now in this country. All of it is Donald Trump, all the time. That's why we don't know about Biden's accomplishments, because every time someone talks about Biden, they got to talk about Trump. I never want to see his face or hear his name again. I know I will. I know I'll say it, all of that. But in my brain, I'm just done. If I could get a Donald Trump block to where that name wouldn't even register in my brain, I'm done with it. Because he's not going to be tried and convicted. He's not. He's not. So you have to let all that anger and that frustration, don't, you know, you're like, well, I'm optimistic. Don't be optimistic. He is not going to serve one day in jail. And all the judges are going to continue to protect him just like they did Adolf Hitler. This is exactly how Hitler rose to power. And we are watching it here. The courts, right up to the Supreme, are protecting him. He's rich. He's white, and if he becomes president again, he'll give them all tax breaks and bonuses and gifts, and they'll all make billions more dollars. We're done. You know, and so if you live in a dysfunctional place like we do, America, and the political system is completely broken like it is, and you can't fix it, nor can I, all we can do is vote and support candidates that we like. That's it. We don't need to pay attention to the election except 30 days before the election. You don't need to watch debates. You don't need it because you know who you're voting for already. We don't need all of this politics in our lives now. We don't. It is not serving us well. Every number, honey, says the United States is in the tanks. Kids are depressed. Seniors are depressed. We're not making the money we need to make. We're falling down the world's ladder in terms of happiest countries, mortality rates, all of it. We are going in the wrong direction. And why? Because we have let this stuff, like Donald J. Trump, infest our lives. That's why. We have let him into every nook and cranny of our being, and he's happy to occupy the space. And so I don't know about you, but I got to let it go. And that will mean a change here on the show. I can't keep reiterating and being outraged over everything he does now between now and the election or every time a court, you know, if something positive happens about him, like if he has a stroke or if the courts actually start treating him properly, then we might talk about it. But until then, this anger, this hatred, this allowing it to get at me, I was outraged. Outraged when I heard what the court did this morning. I was furious that they reduced his bond so he could appeal and then gave him 10 more days to gather the money. Furious. He should have had all of the money today. And if he didn't, his shit should have been taken. Now, I can't be this angry over that anymore. I can't. And nor can you. It is not healthy. The way nothing about America is healthy right now. Nothing. You know, this morning at the park, I saw Peter. He's the guy, the homeless guy that reads all the time. And then when I was leaving, I saw him looking in trash cans. And I said, Peter, do you have what you need today? Are you hungry? He said, well, I'm a little hungry. And I said, meet me over there at Dunkin' Donuts. I'll go get my motorcycle, put Ember in her bag, and meet me over there at Dunkin' Donuts. So we went to Dunkin' Donuts and everyone's looking at him because he's homeless. And, you know, he's very nice, though. And we walked up and he got an order and, you know, I paid the $8 or $10 or whatever it was, you know, for the order. I encouraged him to get a second sandwich for lunch, you know, that kind of stuff. The lady gave me a thumbs up behind the counter because it was obvious that I was, you know, treating a homeless person to breakfast. And I thought to myself, you know, I shouldn't be getting a thumbs up for this because everybody should do this at least once a day. If you see a person genuinely in need, you should help them. And yeah, it's commendable, but at the same time, it should be commonplace. And nowadays, we don't help each other because we don't feel like there's any help for us. You know, we feel like we're one step away from being Peter, one step away from drowning. And the reason that is all of our media, all of the world, you know, not the world, it's really not the world. All of our media is focused on the wrong things and it's overwhelming us. And that the first wrong thing they're focused on is Donald Trump. You know, it used to be the media showed us good stories. You know, this person's helping the community. This doctor discovered this, you know, like on NHK World. But now they don't. It's all Trump, all Biden, all politics, all Marco Rubio, all Marjorie Taylor Greene. It's CNN, MSNBC, all of it. MSNBC's lost their mind and hired Ron McDaniel from the RNC. I don't watch MSNBC or CNN or Fox or any of it. I watch France 24, NHK World, occasionally Scripps News, and that's about it. Because, you know what? I can't take American news anymore. And we are constantly being disgraced by this Trump. And what's really disgraceful is how the media covers it. And so I think we all would do well if we got him, you know, just as much as you can, get him out of your life. So I know that Stephanie Miller and David Pakman and all the other liberals that you listen to talk about Trump all the time. I think I'm going to pull back from that. I don't want to say his name anymore. I don't want to picture him in my head unless it's on a slab because cholesterol did its job or in jail. Other than that, there's no need to talk about this guy because he's a despot and he's going to win. And really, I really believe that what we all should be focusing on is either the blue states seceding from the union and really putting our energies into getting California and Oregon and Washington, you know, to get on board with New York and Massachusetts and Vermont and form a new alliance. Start that, you know, because you don't want him for president if he wins. He's not going to be your president. And you don't want to be a part of a country that would elect him. And I think we're irredeemably broken. I do. I don't think there is any... That's why I think we have to start focusing on other things. The United States is woefully broken and we can't fix it. And I'd like to take a moment to thank all the patrons of Patreon. It's been shattering since the Civil War.
Your support means the absolute world to me and the show. If you'd like to show your support for the crazy endeavors of the Carell cast, then please go to patreon.com/reallycarell. That's patreon.com/reallycarell. And please help get those numbers up by subscribing to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/reallycarell. There's so much great free content there. It's like having a network on your TV, phone, or tablet. All social media is Really Carell, including Threads and Instagram. And don't forget the website that's had it all along, reallycarell.com. Without your support, the show simply doesn't work. So please listen on all streaming services, watch and subscribe on YouTube, and support the show through Patreon at patreon.com/reallycarell. Thanks for almost 30 years of support to the loudest, craziest, most unhinged gay guy and his little dog. And let's keep the party going as long as we can.
Sorry, I talked over my new little intro thing there. The show's only going to have one break now, right in the middle at the 15-minute mark, and then that's it. I'm not doing the three segments anymore. I've had more than a few people ask if we could just go back to the full 30-minute thing, and I do need a one-minute break, so we did that in the center. So that's a new little thing, and there'll be some other changes along the way. All right, so, you know, I didn't mean to be ranting there, but I've had enough. Enough is enough. I used to be more fun. You used to be more fun. You know, there's a thing online now, especially on Threads, that I'm noticing, and that is this insult of, okay, boomer. Or, why are boomers this? Why are boomers that? And it appears people around 30 years old are angry at baby boomers. Now, I get righteously, I'm like, motherfucker, let me just tell, you know what? I'm one of those people. Uh-huh, honey. Oh, yeah. I'm ready to cut a bitch. Because, you know what? If you are of a certain age, I'm 61. I'm technically a baby boomer because it ended in 64. I really think it should have ended in like 59, and then Gen X should start like in 1960, because people born in 62, 63, 64 don't have much in common with people born in 1948. But they lumped us all together. So technically I'm a boomer. And you know what boomers are? We are survivors. That's what we are. We have survived Vietnam. We have survived Kennedy being assassinated, Johnson, Nixon, and McNamara. We have survived Ford, Carter, Reagan, two Bushes, Clinton, Obama, Trump. We have survived AIDS. We have survived things like, the current measles epidemic. We have survived just enormous things. An economy going from prosperous to not prosperous to not, the crash under Bush. I mean, Reagan's trickle-down economics, which just meant the rich people peed on us. I mean, we have really survived. And we've given them the best music that they have. Our music is so good, they still sample it, remake it, and or listen to the original artist. And that's our music. Music from the 60s, 70s, 80s. The 80s was the best, just the best. Music from the 90s. They're listening to that today. They're remaking it today. Our artists, U2, Open the Sphere. There are bands from the 70s that are still touring and you know, packing the house. Casey and the Sunshine Band is still on tour, honey. Those platforms never grow old. And so I'm not understanding their anger, but I have found out that these new generations are more fragile than most of my tea sets. I mean, I have teacups that are stronger than these younger generations. They are just a whiny bunch of bitches. That's all they are. Whiny, entitled bitches. And if you're one listening, I'm sorry. You know that you're a whiny, entitled bitch. Because that's all y'all are doing. Wah, the boomers left us this horrible world and they messed it up. You know what? Every generation gets a messed up world that they inherit. My parents left me a world of the Great Depression and World War I and World War II. You know, no generation gets some golden, you know, ticket handed to them. So life is hard. In the 70s, young men were being sent off to become cannon fodder in war. against their will. It's called the draft. And you bitches are screaming if your cell phone service goes down for 5 minutes. Try being in the middle of the Kenang Delta or whatever it is.
Oh, no. They left us a crappy world and now everything's all wrong. And yeah,
because you ain't doing shit to help. What an entire generation of baby Hueys they are with no respect for their elders. You know, I may have grown up thought that older people were a little crazy, but I always had respect for them. And I always knew that you could learn something from someone older than you. You know, when I was in my 30s, I had many friends in my 60s and 70s, in their 60s and 70s. They're dead now. But I had a lot of them. My mama taught me that. She always had older women in her life. You know, when my mom was like 40, her best friends were 50, 60, 70. They have wisdom, they have knowledge, they have strength. And while you may not agree with everything about them or they might not grasp the new ways as quickly as others, that doesn't matter. You don't just cast them aside, and that's what they're doing online, child. They are telling boomers to just go somewhere and die. Oh, they're mad because we own our houses and we're not giving them up. They're mad. They're actually angry because older people own their houses outright and don't want to sell them at a good price to young idiots. So instead of demanding that their government build more housing or developing new communities, they want to sit and bitch on social media. Boomers have all the houses and they're not selling their houses. Why are boomers so angry at work? Because if you're a baby boomer and you're working, you're pissed because you're a baby boomer and you have to work. That's why you're so upset at work. Asking such stupid inane questions. You just don't want to work when you're 61, 62, 63. Why are boomers this? Why are boomers that? I am so, you know what? And all of this, all of today's show adds up to the fact that we are all being robbed of the most important commodity there is, our life. We are literally being robbed by corporations who demand the biggest part of our life. So we can then get money to give back to the corporations to make them wealthy. So their need for wealth is taking so much of our life. And then our life is being sucked away by things like Donald Trump and all of these fake outrages and all of these people who know how to fix the problems but refuse to do it. They'd rather bitch about immigration than actually solve the problem. They'd rather bitch about, you know, gay this or trans that or abortion this. They'd rather fight over it than solve it and move on. Our life, our very life, is being taken from us. And they never give it back now. Now they want you to work until you're 70. That's what they want retirement age to be, 70. And the average life expectancy is 77. They'll give you 7 years of life. That's it. You get the first 18 and the last 7. So you get 25 years of life out of like 80 or 90. The rest belong to corporate America, the news media, social media, grocery stores where you have to go and leave half of your, you know, paycheck. The gas stations that are all of this is robbing life from us. Most of us don't have time for vacations. Don't have to, you know, Bernie Sanders just tried to get a 4-day work week approved and it had no support. He actually put a vote out. Let's make a 4-day work week, 32 hours with the same pay as 40. No support. Wouldn't it have been nice to have 3 days to yourself, almost half of the week? Oh my goodness. But corporate America can't have that. Corporate America can't have you having a life, and politicians don't want you happy. They want you upset and broke, so you'll vote for them. They have enough happy, rich people. That's how they're in power. So they don't want you empowered. They want you broke, dependent, angry, sick, all so you'll vote for them. Our country is not set up for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It's set up for the exact opposite of that. Death, fascism, and unhappiness. That's what we have become. And that is robbing your life. You know, how much fun do you have during the week? And I mean this, during the week, how much fun do you have? Do you go out places with friends? Remember when you used to go out on Wednesday for hump day, you know, afternoon cocktails or something, or Friday afternoon lunches, or, you know, over the weekend, little 3 day staycations or vacations. Let's take the kids to the national park. Let's go here. How many of you do any of that anymore? If you live near the water, when's the last time you went and walked on the beach? When's the last time you read a book all the way through? Or watched a movie or a TV show that you really love? When's the last time that you had a life? I mean that. I'm asking a serious question. When is the last time you had a life that you enjoyed? Let's expand the question. A life that you love. If you are a boomer now, you're also weighing health issues, cancers, and different things that have come along. When's the last time you actually enjoyed yourself? I'd love to hear in the comments down below. And I did my new little thing in the middle to thank my patrons at Patreon. But you know what? I make like $700 a month on Patreon. I used to make 13 like several years ago. I need to get that number back up, honey. So with your help at patreon.com, I know there's enough of you out there that are not patrons to come over and subscribe and get it back up. Come on, be my Viagra, honey. Help me get up. Money. Money is the best Viagra around, honey. It'll make anything harden up. I'm telling you. So when's the last time you had a fun life? I feel like my month has been wasted with this damn shot and shingles. And the pain right now that I am in on air right now is I don't even know how I'm talking, because the pain goes from here all the way over around to the back and then right up the side of my neck and into my jaw. It hurts. How I'm doing this, I don't know. I really don't. But, you know, I've decided yesterday that I am sick of these side effects robbing my life. The same with Trump. I'm sick of Trump robbing my time, robbing my life, making me angry, making me upset, raising my blood pressure. He ain't worth it. And quite frankly, neither is the United States in the current state that it's in. I know that every Democrat would disagree with me for saying that, but the truth of the matter is the USA ain't worth saving right now. If I were to be able to sue GlaxoSmithKline and get any kind of settlement for what they've done to me, I would use that money to leave the US. I don't know where I'd go. I'm so afraid of, you know, healthcare other places and vet care. But I looked up in Lisbon, their vets, and they do the kind of surgery non-invasive for Ember that I want to find in Vegas, and they don't do it here, but they do it in Lisbon. And that's what Steve said. He goes, look, they have the medical advances the United States have. They have MRIs and CTs, and they have surgeons, and I'm like, oh, I guess they do. So really, if I could raise enough money, it's time for me to get out, because I can't take this anymore. The USA demands too much of its citizens and gives too little back. And there are those that say it doesn't demand anything. Yeah, it demands our life's blood. It demands we work constantly to have enough money to just even live in the United States. And then it demands that we pay attention to all this ridiculous nonsense so we know what's going on. And then we're not even really told what's going on. It demands all of our time and our life's blood, and it's not worth it. There are other countries that don't demand as much from you and leave you enough time to have a life. They actually help you have a life through healthcare that's provided for you. And, you know, they care about the mental health of their citizens. America doesn't care about your mental health. Kids are depressed. Suicide rates are soaring. No one cares. America as a whole doesn't care about how you can or cannot afford to eat. It doesn't care. Grocery stores don't care if you can afford their food. They don't care if you go hungry. ConAgra and all the others. McDonald's, I'm told, is $15 for a combo box now. They certainly don't care. The only person that cares about you in this world is yourself, your pets, and your loved ones. All right, I am Krell. Be who you want to be. So don't hurt anybody. I'll be back on Wednesday. Don't forget to follow me on social media. It's all Really Krell. And patrons, go to patreon.com/Really Krell. I would do a call Sunday, but it's Easter. So we'll skip over and do it after Easter. El Dia de los Zombies. Oh, yes, Lord. The day the zombie rises from the dead.
It's broadcasting from a completely different point of view. Yours. Listen daily to the Krellcast on your favorite streaming service.
Thank you.